Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.
This is Cynthia Fontaine. I'd like to welcome you and thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening live or to the replay, remember this is recorded live, so the energy is live and evergreen today, tomorrow, or even next year. So any processes or meditations that we do, know that the energy continues to build as more and more people take part in it. Now, you were just listening to Kev Rowe, and you can find Kev's music on his website at www.kevrowe.bandcamp.com. He's a great artist out of New York, and I love his stuff, and I hope you guys will take the time to check out his work. And his digital download CDs are really, really reasonably priced. So I would like to thank Kev for allowing me to use his music. If you have some sort of inspirational music of your own that you would like me to use on my show, please contact me, and I will be happy to take a look at that. I'm always looking for new music to use in my shows and also at my events. So if you'd like some PR, if you have some great uplifting stuff, reach out to me, and I'd be happy to connect with you. Now, when you can find me when I'm not on Blog Talk, on Facebook, and my Facebook page is, my public page, Intuitive Medium, Psychic Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. That is my public page, which is where all the action happens. You know, really not a lot happens on my public page. My private page. If for some reason, however, you do have trouble finding my public page, then please feel free to contact me through my private page, which is Cynthia Fontaine, .142, CYNTHIAFONTAINE, .142, and that's on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine, and my email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. I'm so excited this week. I've been working with a fabulous coach for 6 weeks now, and we've had a lot of great things happen the last couple of weeks. And I'm really excited about what's happening in my life right now. One of the things that are happening is on Saturday, I will be at a psychic fair, which I don't do a lot of these anymore. So if you are local to the Rhode Island area, then you may want to take advantage of this and check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of different type of readers there and lots of vendors and so forth. And so I will be there doing past life readings. So come on by and say hi. Come by and see me. Have a chance to chat and have a reading. I would love to see you guys. And that is at the Knights of Columbus Hall, Seven Valley Road, Middletown, Rhode Island. The doors open at noon, and the event runs from noon until 6. And then there is an after party, which starts at 6:30 p.m. So again, if you're local to the Rhode Island area and looking for something to do on Saturday, come on out and, see me. Like I said, I don't do these events very often anymore, but it just happened that my schedule allowed for me to fit it in. And, I do like to connect with my local audience as much as possible whenever I can. Though, again, it's more through gallery readings and so forth that I do that rather than psychic events now. So I look forward to hopefully seeing you, some of you guys, out there at the event. Now, I am in the chat room. If you would like to get in touch with me there tonight. So if you want to chat a little bit, then please, say hi in the chat room. If you would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, 818-691-7313. So if there's something that you'd like to talk about tonight, or if you have questions regarding holistic healing or health, or just a general question, I'll be happy to take your call tonight. And I'm in the mode and on fire, as they say right now. I've just had a fabulous client, and it's always great when I'm able to connect people with their loved ones who have passed, and to give confirmation of things that I can't possibly know. It's really nice because then they get validation that their loved ones are, still with them and watching out for them. So it's a really fulfilling thing for me to be able to do, and I feel very blessed to be able to do that. Now, my chat room is having trouble loading for some reason. I've had this problem for the last couple of weeks, actually, here on my Blog Talk Studio. So if I'm just going to try to load it in a different window and see if that helps. Okay, I have successfully loaded that room. However, that gives me a totally different screen, and I'm not able to see it as actively as my switchboard. So if you are in the chat room and I don't get back to you right away, know that's because I'm on my switchboard, but I will go back and forth into the chat room. So anyway, all right, so what's going on with you guys this week? Oh, my week, like I said, has been really exciting. I've had some great opportunities this week, and I have some great opportunities coming up over the holidays, which I'm really looking forward to and I'm excited about. You know, there was a time in my life many years ago where I felt that this work was a burden and a curse. Now I really have changed totally, completely on how I feel about that. And I feel very blessed and fortunate to be able to do this work and share it with you guys. Anytime that I'm able to help people, whether that is connecting with a loved one who's passed or help them with some issue that they have going on in their life, whether it's a personal issue or a health issue, you know, I feel very fortunate and blessed to be able to do that. Now, our call today, or our show today, is about health and holistic healing. And this is an area that I have worked and studied in for many, many years. I don't know, I can't, if I've ever shared this part of my story before, but in 2000, I blew discs out in my neck. And basically, if you look at an MRI of my spine, surgeons say there's no reason why I should be able to even get out of bed in the morning. I have spinal cord impingement and bone spurs and nerve damage and all kinds of crazy stuff. So anyway, I don't want to take up too much time with the details of that, but I had gotten hurt at work. I worked for the government at that time, and it took so long for the government to accept my claim that I was scheduled to have surgery, and we had to keep postponing the surgery because of the delay in the government accepting my injury. So I started seeking help from alternative practitioners. Now, I had a couple of aunts in the family who had some back issues, neck trouble, who had gone to a woman who they said was a miracle worker. And they recommended that I go see her. Well, I did. And I would have to agree with them and classify her in the category of being a miracle worker. She's still in practice today, local to the Rhode Island area. And, you know, I'm very grateful for the work that she did with me in my with my recovery. The method that she used and was trained in is craniosacral therapy. And she was trained directly Dr. Upledger, who is the founder and creator of the craniosacral modality or program, so to say. And so she is outstanding as far as practitioners go with the craniosacral therapy. And if anyone is interested in her information, you can contact me and I'll be happy to pass that on to you. Just a quick note, the best way to reach me is either to message me on Facebook or go through my website, and I have a contact page. That is, my website is www.cynthiafontaine.com. And the reason why it's best to send me a contact form with your information is because that contact form goes directly into my inbox, and I see those emails and those forms. If you email me directly and I don't have you in my contact list as an acquaintance or friend, then your email goes into my junk box, and I literally get over 500 emails a day. So very often I can overlook an important email if it goes into my junk box. So the best way to contact me, again, is to fill out the contact form on my website, and that comes directly into my inbox, at which I will see. And you can also, again, contact me through Facebook. I'm just noticing here that my battery's a little low. I need to plug in. And, okay, so getting back to healing. It seemed pretty clear that I was going to have surgery in order to be able to have any type of, a decent lifestyle, or so have you. But again, because the surgery was so delayed, I sought out other systems for relief. And I'm so happy to this day that I didn't have the surgery, because I would have lost some mobility with the surgery, where they would have fused my neck. And you know, though I still have regular treatment, it's so much better than what I think the alternative would have been or could have been. And it's really given me a good, solid foundation in holistic health and healing, which I'm very grateful for. There's, you know, this is the old medicine. You know, the medicine that we see now in hospitals and in doctor's offices really only come about in maybe about the last 100 years or so. And not to say that that type of medicine isn't helpful and valid, because it certainly is. And, you know, for example, if you break a leg, then don't necessarily want to see a healer. Though after the leg has been set, I do recommend that you see a healing practitioner, such as a Reiki master, because that can really facilitate the broken body part to healing so much quicker and better than without treatment. So, you know, regular allopathic medicine is great for emergency-type situations and for necessary things such as surgery and that sort of thing. Now, that being said, there are so many other things out there and healing practices out there. Sometimes you can avoid surgery altogether. And, you know, and please note that I am not a medical doctor. And I am not encouraging that you avoid searching out medical assistance. You know, I would never do that. And I often ask or suggest to clients that they see practitioners. For example, the one client who I had today, it was clear that the acupuncturist would help her greatly. So I do often recommend different types of healing modalities, whether it's holistic healing, and sometimes I do, you know, I often do also recommend that somebody may need to see the doctor, whether it's a cholesterol problem or, you know, for many, many things that can happen, go wrong. So that being said, there are many ways to come at a situation, and just like we have so many choices in life. So I myself, when I was very injured, started with the craniosacral therapy. I also got into Reiki and practicing, getting not so much for practicing, but for belonging to a Reiki circle, a Reiki group, participating for my healing. And that led me to study the Reiki modality and become a Reiki master. And, you know, that was many, many years ago. I have since studied many things. I'm certified in the healing angels of the energy field. I'm a certified past life regression therapist through the Weiss Institute, Brian Weiss. I'm also an ordained minister. I have training in lots of areas. And I'm fairly well versed in many healing modalities, whether it be Darren Weissman's work and Infinite Love and Gratitude, or the Perlman technique, who Eric Perlman was a chiropractor who had an awakening one day, which is often what happens with these people who come up with these great healing protocols or modalities. The thing is, as we accelerate into higher levels of vibration, the protocols are becoming less important, and the healing can be much quicker. Now, of course, it's different for everyone. And again, if you have some type of medical issue, please, by all means, do see a doctor. That being said, I also encourage you to look at alternative healing methods, whether it be acupuncture or, like I said, craniosacral therapy, Reiki. There are so many things available out there, and they can be highly, highly beneficial. One thing, as an example, that Reiki can be very helpful with is if you have neuropathy or if you have lymphedema, which for those of you who aren't aware, lymphedema is where you have swelling of the legs and the feet, and because the circulation is poor. And neuropathy is a side effect generally from diabetes. It can also be from cancer treatment, where you lose the feeling in your feet, and oftentimes they also have swelling involved in that as well. Well, Reiki is a fabulous technique to use to be helpful in those particular instances. Now, it's not the only great thing that you can use it for. It's fantastic to help with pain relief, manage pain, for healing. It's great to facilitate and speed up the healing of broken bones, all sorts of things. And I'll give you an example of each with the neuropathy and the lymphedema and with broken bones. My brother, my oldest brother, is a diabetic, and he has diabetic neuropathy and hasn't been able to feel his feet in over a year. And he was in the hospital recently, and while he was in the hospital, I did a couple of Reiki treatments on him. And after the first treatment, he was able to feel his feet, which I was unaware that he wasn't able to feel his feet at that point. And he was really amazed. And the whole thing came about because the hospital offers free Reiki to the patients. And he said, when I was in there one night, this lady came into the room and asked me if I wanted this Reiki stuff and a hand massage. She said that I ordered it, and I didn't know what she was talking about. And I said, oh, well, did you take it? And he said, no, I don't know what the heck that is. So I said, oh, well, you should have taken it. You know, it's a good thing. It'll help with your swelling and yada, yada, yada. So anyway, he went on to say he didn't know what the heck it was. And I said, well, do you want me to work on you? And he's like, I don't care. He's funny like that. So anyhow, for those of you who aren't familiar with Reiki, it's basically laying of the hands. And there are certain hand positions that you learn over the body, different parts of the body, but you don't have to follow that. And when you become really well-versed in Reiki, you know, you really follow your intuition of where your hands are, where you're being guided to put your hands. So I placed my hands on his legs and one on one of his foot. And, you know, I've moved my hands over the period of time when I was touching him. And like I said, after the first session, he could feel his feet. He was really amazed. So I said, hey, look, if the Reiki lady comes back in, I said, you know, take advantage of it and let her work on you. So, you know, now he's got this story where, you know, he can feel his feet. And interestingly enough, that same day or that night, the night nurse who came on asked my brother if I was a nurse or a doctor. And he said, no, why do you ask? And he said, oh, because she's very knowledgeable about the medical field and really knew what she was talking about. So he really now is thinking, wow, okay, so she does know a little bit about what she's doing. And I actually was able to get him to switch to a different medical facility where his care went from being 13 months of having treatment at his facility he was in with no results of recovery to 3 weeks at the new facility, and his diabetic ulcers are now cleared up. Very pleased about that. Anyway, and I'll tell you the story about the broken bones in a few minutes. I see we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to take the call, and it's a 401 number, last four digits, 7822, and I think I may know who this is. So, 401, last four digits, 7822, I am bringing you on the air. So, let me know, caller, are you there?
Hi, Cindy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. I love your topic tonight.
Oh, you know, I kind of thought you might.
Of course. Yeah, I was very, very pleased to tune in and hear everything you have to say so far tonight.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in. And just to let the other people who know who are listening, I don't know if you'd like me to use your name or not.
It's fine.
Okay. This is Emily, and I met Emily almost 13 years ago now. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't know if you want to share your story at all. I'll leave that up to you. When I met Emily, she was having a medical issue. And I'm very happy to say that the issue was resolved, and she is happy and well with us today.
That's right. I actually, I wanted to call, and I really didn't have a question or anything, but I'm just sitting here listening to you with the biggest smile on my face, thinking I've got to call in and just let anybody know that is listening, what a tremendous and talented healer you are. And if anybody has the opportunity to work with you, I highly recommend Cindy Fontaine.
Oh.
I had a medical file presented to me at a checkup with my oncologist a couple years ago, and he pointed out to me that someone had actually stamped the word terminal on my record. And my first thought was, wow, that's really cold. But unfortunately, a lot of medical doctors are very logical, so they don't mean to come off as cold, but it kind of is cold. And he said, yeah, I've never seen this before. Usually everyone who is deemed or stamped terminal doesn't make it this far. And he said, I don't know how you did it. And I told him how I did it. I said, my friend Cindy Fontaine worked with me for many years through visualization, through Kindsight, just viewing myself with Kindsight. It takes a lot of work, but it is worth every single procedure that you put yourself through. She's amazing. And from beginning to end, Cindy was just wonderful. And I was triumphant. I lived, and I was in very, very good shape. So,
oh.
I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. That was so unexpected, and I don't know what to say.
Well, it's okay. You don't have to say anything. I'll just say thank you, and I'll let you get back to your show.
Well, you know, you're so very welcome, and I knew that the first day I saw you that, you know, you were meant to be here for quite a long time, and that the diagnosis that you got was not going to follow through with what the not the diagnosis, but the prognosis.
Right.
You know, I'm just really happy that I was, you know, able to be part of that, and I feel
Me
really
too.
I feel really blessed to be able to be a part of your life, and you know, and in any way that I helped, I feel blessed to have been able to do it and be there.
I feel the same way. So, As I said, I didn't want to call and take too much away from your show, but considering the topic and everything that you've been talking about so far, I really just felt like not so much my story needed to be shared, but just how you helped me through it. You were a huge part, as I like to say. You know, you kind of guided me, but you allowed me to be the navigator. And so I not only was healing, you know, physically, but mentally and spiritually as well. It really just becomes one fluid action, if you will, you know. So anyone out there, don't hesitate.
Right.
Call us. She knows what she's doing, and she's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, that's really a good point, though, that you mentioned about not only physical healing, but also on a spiritual level, because it's so important that the healing it's not one-dimensional, you know.
It's not. It's multidimensional, and there's
right.
So many layers. You can't, you know, it's not 100% physically possible to heal your body. It's mind, body, soul. You're completely connected. So you're going to be like a disjointed puppet if you're just trying to heal one thing at a time. But you kind of lead people down this path that allowed them to open up and open all of their chakras and open themselves completely to new ideas and new systems of learning and new systems of taking care of themselves. And when it all comes together, you're just perfectly aligned. And it really, really makes a difference. And miracles do happen. You know, I've had medical doctors tell me this is a miracle. And when they say, how do you do this, time and time again, I never shy away. I tell them exactly how I do it. And I tell them about my very dear friend Cindy and how she gets me through this, you know, with different techniques. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you again. And you know, I give all the credit to you, really, because if you hadn't been open to it, then, you know, it none of it would have worked. So,
well, I have to say, when I first met you, I don't know if I was open to it. You
well,
kind of scared me.
That's a funny story.
Oh, but I still have to say, I'm glad I let my guard down.
That was a pretty funny was a pretty funny story. Your first reaction was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was. It was good. Good stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. That always gives me a chuckle.
Yeah, well, if you want to share that, I don't have a problem. You can share that whenever you'd like. But I'll let you get back to your show. I don't want to keep you. I know you had some other stories that you wanted to tell and some more things you wanted to chat about. So thank you for hearing me out and letting me share with everyone tonight and for sharing me with your listeners. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing yourself with us and the listeners as well, because, you know, I can be on the air for 10 hours a day and, you know, it may connect for some people and it may not. But really, when people hear how it's made a difference for other people, then it is more apt for people to open up to say, well, you know, maybe I could take a look at doing something differently.
Right.
So I think it's really important and great that you're open to sharing, because I think that can help a lot of other people.
You know, there's so many different methods of healing. You know, you have Eastern science, Western science, there's different aspects of spirituality. All of these things come together. And, you know, I think it's going to be whatever's going to work for the individual is going to be with whatever resonates with that individual. And, you know, I don't think there's ever any harm in sharing information. I don't think there's ever any harm about sharing experiences. It's all knowledge, and it helps. You know, the other thing that I loved about you so much, and I still do, is you're so open and willing to work with medical doctors, to work with spiritual healers, energy workers, energy healers and light workers. You work with everybody. Your spectrum is so broad that, you know, you give your clients the ability to have a plethora of venues, of healing venues. You know, you always had been giving me literature or suggestions or referrals. And, you know, a lot of times you find with different people that are in the healing arts or doctors even, they're very, very light-handed when it comes to referring out. They kind of want you as their own.
Right.
And I don't know why that is. I've never really given much thought as to why that is, but that's just been my personal experience. And one of the things that I love about working with you is, you know, you throw names out and books and literature and websites and radio shows. Just listen. Just listen. Just read it. It doesn't hurt. It's just information. And if something resonates, it's a big deal, because you're kind of like a building block to kind of building who your new person is, like, quote-unquote, put that in air quotes. Your new you, you know. And it's definitely possible. And it doesn't matter how down you are or how down you feel physically, mentally, it'll all start coming together. And it's so worth it. It's so worth it. I mean, there's nobody more important than ourselves. And I say that as a mother, as a wife, and it took me a long time to understand that. You know, if we're not here in good health and feeling happy and feeling positive, we're no good. We're no good to anybody. You know,
right.
It's so important to take care of yourself. It's so important. And you really taught me a lot in regards of how to properly take care of myself, mind, body, and soul. And it is something that I never will forget, and I'm very, very grateful for.
Well, and I'm grateful to, you know, have had the opportunity and the knowledge to be able to do that, and again, for you being so open in receiving the information, because, you know, it's like trying to get a kid to eat peas who hates peas.
Right.
You know, you can't
make that's,
them.
Yeah.
It's true. No matter how much they don't like it. So I try to offer people suggestions that I feel, you know, that they can hear or that can be helpful for them. And it's up to them to take it from there and, you know, run with it, so to say, which you really did, and you really excelled at. And some of the lessons that I gave you were really difficult, and you never shied away from them. You really worked deep on an inner soul level to peel off the layers of the onion of how you got to where you were in your overall human existence in mind, body, and soul, so to say, and with your thinking and so forth. And, you know, a thought is just a thought, and our stories can be changed. And sometimes we tell our story over and over again, and then if we just have a change of perspective, looking at the same story, it can shift the whole entire energy of the story. And I just had some great experience with this myself the last 2 weeks, which I will share with you and others in the near future. So, and I did talk about it a little bit last week on the radio show, how synchronistically, how individually looking at one individual situation and looking at it in a negative way, but then yet when you look at the synchronicities that followed before or after a particular incident, you go, oh my gosh, well, if this bad thing hadn't happened, then this wouldn't have happened, or I wouldn't have met this person, right, and so on and so forth. And so things that in my life I looked at for many years as being a negative thing, and I really punished myself on a lot of levels, emotionally or mentally, because of it. Now I'm going, oh my gosh, look at that. What a gift. Imagine that here's this thing that I thought was so horrible that I did or was done to me or whatever. And now, thank God I made that choice or this happened, because, you know, when you follow the line of the synchronistic events, it might be in a different place right now, and I probably would not be speaking to you on the radio.
Right. I was putting some thought into that myself lately. And I was journaling, which I always do when I start going through different things. It's something that I've always journaled, but it's something that has a little bit more purpose now since working with you. And I had written a couple of different things, and I thought to myself, you know, it is all just synchronicities, and it's what we choose to do with them. And I had always put myself in a position of being a victim. And I thought to myself, you know, I am not defined by what has happened to me at all. I am completely only what I have chosen to become.
Mm-hmm.
And with that thought, I had kind of like an aha moment. I had an epiphany. And I thought, okay, here we go.
And how
on to round two.
How empowering is that? You know, here you've been able to take this mindset that, you know, so many of us grew up with, and to be able to completely change it and now turn it into something positive and powerful, that now you can launch yourself from this platform onto something even better.
Exactly. And also I think with that kind of mantra that came out through that journal session was, you know, it was taking responsibility as well, which is very, very important. You know, I think that we learn to take responsibility for ourselves at different levels, and it probably comes with age and with wisdom and with learning, you know, but taking some responsibility is also important. Not to confuse that with blame or ego, but merely taking responsibility for the choices that we have made.
Absolutely. You know, it's really funny and synchronistic that you bring that particular aspect up, because that is actually one of the big pieces that I was working on with my coach the last couple of weeks, and reframing. Yeah, reframing and responsibility. And, you know, one of the stories that I think I've shared recently on the radio was that I had been seeing this card reader years ago every week, which, of course, then I didn't know any better, but now I do know better.
Right.
And I followed her, you know, guidance to the T, so to say, or so I thought, and I made choices that I would have not made had I not been seeing her. And I felt in some ways victimized because, you know, as a professional in this field now and learning so much since then, you know, over 30 years ago, you know, I realized that it's not healthy to give someone your power like that. And, you know, so I read for people no more than twice a year. And, you know, I like to keep it to once a year. But, you know, I'll do twice a year, but no more than twice a year, you know, unless there's something that comes up that's totally unexpected and traumatic. I very rarely make exceptions because then, you know, you get into micromanaging people's lives and almost taking on a part of the karma of that life.
And it becomes very codependent.
Exactly.
It becomes very, you know, and it's not healthy.
Right.
Because I think that the recipient starts to kind of look for that as being the answer, and it's not what it's intended to be.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. And not, and then also not making decisions on your own. And so, you know, I give up my power by partaking in this relationship, so to say, with this person. But yet I felt victimized.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that in a lot of codependent relationships, people start to feel victimized regardless of the circumstances. But I can totally see that and understand that, especially learning as a teacher and as a reader yourself.
Right, right, exactly. And you know, the codependency would be a whole nother topic, another show. But, you know, at that time, I was codependent in many ways. I had grown up in an alcoholic family. I was married to an alcoholic, and I hadn't learned about codependency yet then. And, you know, I've learned a great deal in the last 30 years. But still, that piece, especially with the work that I do, really bothered me because I always felt, oh my God, what if I give somebody information and, you know, they make a decision and they regret it. And so that has always been in the back of my mind. And what I have come to realize is, first of all, that I had to take responsibility of my part of that situation or relationship. And giving up my power, and that was a big piece. That was a big realization for me. And also, now that I look at it not as a separate individual event or part of my life, but put it together, the rest of the pieces, now I say, oh my goodness, thank God that I had that codependent relationship with that $5
right.
card reader, because I wouldn't have made those choices and, you know, my older son wouldn't be here today and I wouldn't be in this great relationship now and, you know.
Right.
So, but 30 years later, it's taken, and even for me, I'm, you know, I'm a work in progress just like everyone else. So, you know, it's taken me 30 years to recognize that it was really a blessing and not a curse, so to say. But it has also made me in my profession to be very ethical.
And that's a very good thing. That's a very good thing. I think in any walk of life, it's important to be ethical. And there aren't many ethical folks left. I don't want to be negative, Nelly. But really, in the world of business, you know, it's not so much that they're unethical, but there's a very gray area there, you know. So it's very refreshing when you have someone that you're hiring to work with you or whatever, especially spiritually or on a healing level, be ethical. It's a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, because there are, you know, just like in any profession, there are people out there who you know, there are people who are more connected or more talented than others, and there are also people out there who, quite frankly, are dishonest where, you know, and I often, I get people, I just had one again recently where someone they had gone to for a reading said, oh, you've got a curse over you and you've got to, you know, bring me a sock and a candle and $300 and I'll break the curse. You know,
oh,
when
dear.
Somebody does that, run, you know, run. Not to say that it's not possible.
Red flag.
Red flag. Red flag. I mean, unless you're working with somebody who is, you know, somebody who you're really confident with, in somebody who's come with lots of high references, you know, somebody who is known to be a professional clearer, then yes, run, run. Because I do clearings myself. But I really don't very often come across people that are cursed anymore, though it does happen. But you know, again, you have to be responsible for your part of every relationship as well. And,
Exactly.
But
including your relationship with yourself and how you treat yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really key. And I'm glad that you come back to that because if you have low self-esteem, you know, like so many people out there, you know, maybe came from broken households or households with substance abuse or physical abuse and things like that, then it can often be really difficult to feel good about yourself.
And it can also lead to illness. I mean, that mental, like, strain and mental abuse of any kind, I mean, it's physical, mental, whatever. If you're in an unhealthy situation for so many years, for so long, it will start to come out physically in terms of illness. So it is so important to just take care of yourself. And if, you know, if you need a mentor or a teacher or a guide, reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out to someone. There is no one more important than you, you know. And again, and it's not an ego thing. It's not. It's nothing more than taking the best care of yourself that you possibly can so that you can be the best you for those that are around you that you love.
Right, right. That's really good advice. And, you know, whether it's, some people, you know, go to counseling, and a lot of people still go to counseling and so forth, and that can be beneficial. However, for my own self and for many people around me, I have found that, you know, the traditional counseling very often is not very effective. And
they re-victimize you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's like a re-victimization process.
Right.
Call counseling, you know, they kind of put you through and you're going back through a lot of stuff and, and I'm not a medical professional. I'll just say in my situation, I was dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. I was dealing with coming from severely abusive relationships, both at home and with ex-husband. I had a heavy duty case of post-traumatic stress and anxiety. And I had been going through typical psychotherapy and counseling for years, and all it did was make it worse. And then when I had met you and you started helping me out with things and we eventually got to the mental aspect of all of this, you were able to pull me out and away from that kind of, I saw the light of day, you know, for a minute. I was like, oh, okay, I can actually do this. Right. And, you kind of have to pull yourself out of yourself, out of the emotion of it. But you can heal from it, and it's absolutely possible.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's a really, really good point. And, you know, not saying that there isn't value in psychotherapy, because there is value for some people in psychotherapy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but there are a lot of other effective angles and approaches out there that I have found work so much better and faster, where, you know, using visualization, for example, rather than revisiting the issue over and over again and talking about it, because really talk therapy you know, in so many ways, it can help to feel like you're getting off your chest, but yet you're still telling the same story.
The same story, as you were saying earlier, correct?
Right. But if you can reframe the story, and as, you know, I've been sharing how I have reframed and changed looking at my story differently through visualization, it's changed, you know, dramatically and remarkably. Just in the last 2 weeks, I've seen so many things happen for me going in a positive direction that I am just, you know, thrilled about. And so I really encourage people to look at all types of healing methods that are out there. And again, you know, psychotherapy is meant for some people, and you know, there is something to be said for people who have chemical imbalances and so forth who need medication. But, you know, that being said, I really encourage people to look at other avenues.
Right. You don't want to, you know, exhaust all of your options. You want to have opportunities, you know, and have choices. It's always
Absolutely.
Good, you know. The same thing doesn't work for everybody. We're diverse people.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Really, really good point. Really good point. Well, I have to say,
I feel like I've totally hijacked your show, Cindy. I'm looking at the clock and it's almost 9 o'clock.
Well, you know what? I think it's totally fabulous because, again, you know, these were all points that I was going to make during the show. And
no kidding. So it worked out. It was okay.
It's perfectly fine. And, you know, everything happens as it's supposed to.
Absolutely.
I'm a total believer in that. And, you know, often the thing we have to remember often is things that can be presented to us and we choose not to take the opportunity. So,
right.
You know, if something is presented to you, whether it's looking at an alternative healing modality, if you have some kind of diagnosis or something, then be open to it. You know,
Absolutely.
Just be open to it because it can be the thing that makes the difference between you being here today.
Exactly. It's very true. It's very true. I hope that I hope you have a lot of listeners tonight, and I hope that they all really take it to heart because you said some very, very intelligent things, really on the nose. And, again, I would just put out there that if anyone – is going through anything spiritually, mentally, physically, illness, whatever. If you are in need of healing, send Cindy an email. Give her a shout out. You will not be sorry. And that was my main point for wanting to call in tonight. You have just been tremendous to me as a friend, as a teacher, as a healer. And I just felt like this would be my opportunity a lot of people to hear that, then I'm going to call in and let them know because you're amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I just feel blessed to be able to, you know, do what I do. And I'm just happy when I see positive things happen for people.
It's a good thing.
No, I really think so. Yeah, it is a good thing. And, you know, we're all connected.
Being, you know,
We're all connected, and when you do one something good for somebody else or for yourself even, and this isn't on an ego basis, but, you know, really taking care of yourself or reaching out to another, you know, that raises the vibration for everyone.
That's so funny. You just read my mind. I was just going to say that, not in the exact same words that you did, but I was just going to bring that up. It's so very true. It's almost like paying it forward.
Exactly, exactly. And we are out of time. 15
okay,
seconds
Okay, I'll
left.
Talk to you later. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you for calling in. And if you'd like to reach me, get through my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, and you can find me on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.142, and Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. Love you guys, and I will see you soon.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. And let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. And let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.